I want to put something to you, which is, you know, I know enough about the history of this place to know Henry Fielding and Ian Fleming mm-hmm. are both old boys. It seems to me you're now best known for politicians and for actors, both honourable professions. But of course, the cruel bit of me says they're both performers. And one of the things that an education such as Eton produces is an ability to perform.
You're right. And I think that's spot on. And boys do learn. And again, there are no structured courses. In the same way, one of the points that struck me when I came here as headmaster is there's no top-down organisation for preparation for Oxford and Cambridge entrance. It's done in a much more localised way, growing up through the activity in different academic departments. In the same way, we don't teach performance unless someone's particularly interested in acting. But it comes up with a warp and weave. Within each house, there's something still called house prayers, which is usually an opportunity for a boy to hold forth on a subject he's passionate about for 5 minutes or so, or for the housemaster or whatever, even if it's the expectation that boys will take it in turn to read a lesson in chapel in front of 500 people. So there's lots of small ways where it becomes embedded in your life and just accepted, something you do, that you will be prepared to stand up in front of other people. And I do think this is a very important experience for young people and something we're abject about.
There's a book called Is There a Text in this class by Stanley Fisher, a literary theorist, who says, you know, the way power is exercised is not by people winking conspiratorial at one another, but simply by the nod of recognition. And that network of nods is what Eton does, as well as other things, admirably.
I'm not entirely sure what you mean by that. Historically, it's certainly been the case that there was the almost like a kind of Masonic nod of knowing you've been educated in a certain way. There was, I am told, a habit a generation ago of people in a rather, with a kind of comic hauteur, describing where they went to school simply as school, and anyone else who simply referred to school was clearly on the inside. And I don't think that happens in anything like the same way now. But if you're talking about a nod of recognition, meaning young people having been educated in a certain way, appreciating or evaluating or judging people in along a similar lines, then I think that must be true. There is that kind of recognition of experience.
Segment
1. I want to put something to you, which is, you know, I know enough about the history of this place to know Henry Fielding and Ian Fleming mm-hmm. are both old boys. It seems to me you're now best known for politicians and for actors, both honourable professions. But of course, the cruel bit of me says they're both performers. And one of the things that an education such as Eton produces is an ability to perform.
You're right. And I think that's spot on. And boys do learn. And again, there are no structured courses. In the same way, one of the points that struck me when I came here as headmaster is there's no top-down organisation for preparation for Oxford and Cambridge entrance.
Segment 2.
It's done in a much more localised way, growing up through the activity in different academic departments. In the same way, we don't teach performance unless someone's particularly interested in acting. But it comes up with a warp and weave. Within each house, there's something still called house prayers, which is usually an opportunity for a boy to hold forth on a subject he's passionate about for 5 minutes or so, or for the housemaster or whatever, even if it's the expectation that boys will take it in turn to read a lesson in chapel in front of 500 people. So there's lots of small ways where it becomes embedded in your life and just accepted, something you do, that you will be prepared to stand up in front of other people. And I do think this is a very important experience for young people and something we're abject about.
Segment 3.
There's a book called Is There a Text in this class by Stanley Fisher, a literary theorist, who says, you know, the way power is exercised is not by people winking conspiratorial at one another, but simply by the nod of recognition. And that network of nods is what Eton does, as well as other things, admirably.
I'm not entirely sure what you mean by that. Historically, it's certainly been the case that there was the almost like a kind of Masonic nod of knowing you've been educated in a certain way.
Segment 4.
There was, I am told, a habit a generation ago of people in a rather, with a kind of comic hauteur, describing where they went to school simply as school, and anyone else who simply referred to school was clearly on the inside. And I don't think that happens in anything like the same way now. But if you're talking about a nod of recognition, meaning young people having been educated in a certain way, appreciating or evaluating or judging people in along a similar lines, then I think that must be true. There is that kind of recognition of experience.